Hi, Tony. I know you've got a treat for me this week.
That's right, Jerry. We have a tune called O'Carolan's Receipt for Drinking. And it's also sometimes known as Dr. John Stafford. Now, this tune begins on a C chord, but it's in the key of G. For the accompaniment on this tune, I'm playing and holding a bass note, and then instead of a full chord, I'm playing notes of a chord individually. The best way to describe this is as a basic finger-picking pattern, but I'm using a plectrum. A separate accompaniment sheet has been included in the booklet. Where you encounter a bar with three chords, such as in bar two, you strum fully the first and second chords without separate bass notes, and then immediately return to the picking pattern for the remainder of the bar. I'll play the accompaniment for the A part of the tune through once. I'll play it at a very slow tempo. I've overdubbed the banjo playing the melody, and the banjo will be very faint so that you can hear the actual accompaniment. At the end of bar two, you'll see a dotted quaver followed by a semi-quaver. Picking for this is down and up. In bars five and six of the B part, there are a number of triplets. All the notes of these triplets are picked, that is, no slurring. The slower tempo of this tune will allow you to pick these triplets quite comfortably, and as with many Irish tunes, the last two bars of each section are identical. This tune is not particularly demanding to play, but you'll need to get the melody ingrained in your head. The other aspect of tunes like this one is that they don't always get played at your regular session, and in fact there'd be quite a lot of competent musicians who may well not have this tune as part of their repertoire. And I'd also make the point that to accompany this particular tune, you'd certainly have to be quite familiar with the melody to back it up. That of course, applies to all tunes, but you really need to study the tune so that you can accompany it. You can't accompany a tune by guessing. You might occasionally get away with it, but you'll come a cropper. So spread the word. Incidentally, I found a lovely version of this on YouTube, a particularly enchanting and lovely tone on the harp, and there's a link to that YouTube clip. Now, before we hear the tune, I'll remind listeners that they can get the booklet for this series at irishguitarpod.com for $9. I haven't included a slow version of this tune because the tune is reasonably slow anyway, so I've only included the one version of the tune.
Thanks, Tony, and see you next week.
Okay, Jerry, we'll see you then.